Welcome to day 55 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita, your host, and we are continuing in the book of Numbers, reading from the Amplified Bible today. We will begin at Numbers chapter 3, verse 1. Now these are the generations of Aaron and Moses when the Lord spoke with Moses on Mount Sinai. These are the names of the sons of Aaron: Nadab the firstborn, Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. These are the sons of Aaron, the priests who were anointed, whom Aaron consecrated and ordained to minister in the priest's office. But Nadab and Abihu died before the Lord when they offered strange fire before the Lord in the wilderness of Sinai, and they had no children. So Eleazar and Ithamar ministered in the priest's office, in the presence and under the supervision of Aaron, their father. And the Lord said to Moses, "Bring the tribe of Levi near and set them before Aaron the priest, that they may minister to him. And they shall carry out his instructions and the duties connected with the whole assembly before the tent of meeting, doing the service of the tabernacle. And they shall keep all the instruments and furnishings of the tent of meeting and take charge of attending the Israelites to serve in the tabernacle. And you shall give the Levites as servants and helpers to Aaron and his sons. They are wholly given to him from among the Israelites. And you shall appoint Aaron and his sons, and they shall observe and attend to their priest's office. But the excluded, anyone daring to assume priestly duties or privileges who is not of the house of Aaron and called of God, who comes near the holy things, shall be put to death." And the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I have taken the Levites from among the Israelites instead of every firstborn who opens the womb among the Israelites, and the Levites shall be mine, for all the firstborn are mine. On the day that I slew all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I consecrated for myself all the firstborn in Israel, both man and beast. Mine they shall be. I am the Lord." And the Lord said to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, "Number the sons of Levi by their fathers' houses and by families. Every male from a month old and upward you shall number." So Moses numbered them as he was commanded by the word of the Lord. These were the sons of Levi by their names: Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And these were the names of the sons of Gershon by their families: Libni and Shimei. The sons of Kohath by their families: Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. The sons of Merari by their families: Mahli and Mushi. These are the families of the Levites by their fathers' houses. Of Gershon were the families of the Libnites. Of the Shimeites, these are the families of the Gershonites. The males who were numbered of them from a month old and upward totaled 7,500. The families of the Gershonites were to encamp behind the tabernacle on the west, the leader of the fathers' houses of the Gershonites being Eliasaph, son of Lael. And the responsibility of the sons of Gershon in the tent of meeting was to be the tabernacle, the tent, its covering, and the hangings for the door of the tent of meeting, and the hangings of the court, the curtain for the door of the court, which is around the tabernacle, and the altar, its cords, and all the service pertaining to them. Of Kohath were the families of the Amramites, and the Izharites, and the Hebronites, and the Uzielites. These are the family of the Kohathites. The number of all the males from a month old and upward totaled 8,600, attending to the duties of the sanctuary. The families of the sons of Kohath were to encamp on the south side of the tabernacle, the chief of the fathers' houses of the families of the Kohathites being Elizaphan, son of Uziel. Their charge was to be the ark, the table, the lampstand, the altars, and the utensils of the sanctuary with which the priests minister, and the screen, and all the service having to do with these. Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, was to be chief over the leaders of the Levites and have oversight of those who had charge of the sanctuary. Of Merari were the families of the Mahlites and the Mushites. These are the families of Merari. Their number of all the males from a month old and upward totaled 6,200. And the head of the fathers' houses of the families of Merari was Zuriel, the son of Abihail. The Merarites were to encamp on the north side of the tabernacle. And the appointed charge of the sons of Merari was the boards or frames of the tabernacle and its bars, pillars, sockets or bases, and all the accessories or instruments of it and all the work connected with them, and the pillars of the surrounding court and their sockets or bases with their pegs and their cords. But those to encamp before the tabernacle toward the east, before the tent of meeting toward the sunrise, were to be Moses and Aaron and his sons, keeping the full charge of the rites of the sanctuary in whatever was required for the Israelites. And the excluded, one not a descendant of Aaron and called of God, who came near the sanctuary, was to be put to death. All the Levites from whom Moses and Aaron numbered at the command of the Lord by their families, all the males from a month old and upward, were 22,000. And the Lord said to Moses, "Number all the firstborn of the males of the Israelites from a month old and upward, and take the number of their names. You shall take the Levites for me instead of all the firstborn among the Israelites. I am the Lord. And you shall take the cattle of the Levites for me instead of all the firstlings among the cattle of the Israelites." So Moses numbered, as the Lord commanded him, all the firstborn Israelites. But all the firstborn males from a month old and upward as numbered were 22,273, 273 more than the Levites. And the Lord said to Moses, "Take the Levites for me instead of all the firstborn Israelites, and the Levites' cattle instead of their cattle, and the Levites shall be mine. I am the Lord." And for those 273 who were to be redeemed of the firstborn of the Israelites, who outnumbered the Levites, you shall take 5 shekels apiece. Reckoning by the sanctuary shekel of 20 gerahs, you shall collect them, and you shall give the ransom silver from the excess number over the Levites to be redeemed to Aaron and his sons. So Moses took the redemption money from those who were left over from the number who were redeemed by the Levites. From the firstborn of the Israelites he took the money, 1,365 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary. And Moses gave the money from those who were ransomed to Aaron and his sons, as the Lord commanded Moses. Chapter 4. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Take a census of the Kohathite division among the sons of Levi, by their families, by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old and up to 50 years old, all who can enter the service to do the work in the tent of meeting. This shall be the responsibility of the sons of Kohath in the tent of meeting, the most holy things. When the camp prepares to set forward, Aaron and his sons shall take down the veil, screening the Holy of Holies, and cover the Ark of the Testimony with it, and shall put on it the covering of dolphin or porpoise skin, and shall spread over that a cloth wholly of blue, and shall put in place the poles of the ark. And upon the table of showbread they shall spread a cloth of blue, and put on it the plates, the dishes for incense, the bowls, the flagons for the drink offering, and also the continual showbread. And they shall spread over them a cloth of scarlet, and put over that a covering of dolphin or porpoise skin, and put in place the poles for carrying. And they shall take a cloth of blue and cover the lampstand for the light in its lamps, its snuffers, its ashtrays, and all the oil vessels from which it is supplied. And they shall put the lampstand and all its utensils within a covering of dolphin or porpoise skin, and shall put it upon the frame for carrying. And upon the gold incense altar they shall spread a cloth of blue, and cover it with a covering of dolphin or porpoise skin, and shall put in place its poles for carrying. And they shall take all the utensils of the service with which they minister in the sanctuary, and put them in a cloth of blue, and cover them with a covering of dolphin or porpoise skin, and shall put them on the frame for carrying. And they shall take away the ashes from the altar of burnt offering, and spread a purple cloth over it. And they shall put upon it all its vessels and utensils with which they minister there, the fire pans, the flesh hooks or forks, the shovels, the basins, and all the vessels and utensils of the altar. And they shall spread over it all a covering of dolphin or porpoise skin, and shall put in its poles for carrying. When Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all its furniture, as the camp sets out, after all that is done but not before, the sons of Kohath shall come to carry them, but they shall not touch the holy things, lest they die. These are the things of the tent of meeting which the sons of Kohath are to carry. And Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, shall have charge of the oil for the light, the fragrant incense, the continual cereal offering, the anointing oil, with the oversight of all the tabernacle and of all that is in it, of the sanctuary and its utensils. And the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, since the tribe of the families of the Kohathites are only Levites and not priests, do not, by exposing them to the sin of touching the most holy things, cut them off from among the Levites. But deal thus with them, that they may live and not die when they approach the most holy things. Aaron and his sons shall go in, and appoint them each to his work and to his burden to be carried on the march. But the Kohathites shall not go in to see the sanctuary, the holy place and the holy of holies, or its holy things, even for an instant, lest they die. And the Lord said to Moses, take a census of the sons of Gershon, by their fathers' houses, by their families. From 30 years old and up to 50 years old, you shall number them, all who enter for service to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the family of the Gershonites, in serving and in bearing burdens when on the march. And they shall carry the curtains of the tabernacle and the tent of meeting, its covering and the covering of dolphin or porpoise skin that is on top of it, and the hanging or screen for the door of the tent of meeting, and the hangings of the court, and the hanging or screen for the entrance of the gate of the court, which is around the tabernacle, and the altar of burnt offering, and their cords, and all the equipment for their service, whatever needs to be done with them, that they shall do. Under the direction of Aaron and his sons shall be all the service of the sons of the Gershonites, in all they have to carry and in all they have to do, and you shall assign to their charge all that they are to carry on the march. This is the service of the families of the sons of Gershon in the tent of meeting, and their work shall be under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the high priest. As for the sons of Merari, you shall number them by their families and their fathers' houses. From 30 years old up to 50 years old, you shall number them, everyone who enters the service to do the work of the tent of meeting. And this is what they are assigned to carry and to guard on the march, according to all their service in the tent of meeting. The boards or frames of the tabernacle, and its bars, and its pillars, and its sockets or bases, and the pillars of the court round about, with their sockets or bases, and pegs and cords, with all their equipment, and all their accessories for service, and you shall assign to them by name the articles which they are to carry on the march. This is the work of the families of the sons of Merari, according to all their tasks in the tent of meeting, under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron, the high priest. And Moses and Aaron, and the leaders of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites by their families and their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old. Everyone who enters the service to do the work of the tent of meeting, and those who were numbered of them by their families, were 2,750. These were numbered of the families of the Kohathites, all who did service in the tent of meeting, when Moses and Aaron numbered according to the command of the Lord through Moses. And those that were numbered of the sons of Gershon by their families and by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone who entered the service to do the work of the tent of meeting, those who were enrolled of them by their families, by their fathers' houses, were 2,630. These were numbered of the families of the sons of Gershon, all who served in the tent of meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered as the Lord commanded. And those numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, by their families, by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone who entered into the service for work in the tent of meeting, even those who were numbered of them by their families, were 3,200. These are those who were numbered of the families of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the command of the Lord by Moses. All those who were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the leaders of Israel counted by their families and by their fathers' houses, from 30 years old up to 50 years old, everyone who could enter to do the work of service of burden bearing in the tent of meeting, those that were numbered of them were 8,580. According to the command of the Lord through Moses, they were assigned each to his work of serving and carrying. Thus they were numbered by him as the Lord had commanded Moses. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's scripture reading, we find a very interesting message for all of us, and that is that God gives divine assignments to every one of his people. And in this particular two chapters of the book of Numbers, we see God giving the Levites very specific job duties, very specific assignments. There were some who were given the task of carrying the tent poles of the tent of meeting, others who were to take down the tent. Every single person among those Levites was given very specific duties connected with the tent of meeting, the service of the tabernacle. And this is a great illustration for us today that God very much has a divine assignment for you. And you can imagine that maybe some of those Levites didn't think carrying the poles was an important job. And yet to God, because it was God's assignment, it was an important task that God himself had given them, and they needed to value it. I have seen Christians often who perhaps they're working in a certain job that God has divinely sent them to, open the door for them, place them in that company or in that particular career path. God himself had done it, and yet they don't value it the way that God values it. Do you know that God gives people assignments to be in every type of career, marketplace, because God likes to seed the world with his presence? You carry the presence of God, like the Levites carried the tabernacle where the presence of God would be visiting, showing itself to be present in a pillar of fire and the pillar of cloud. You carry the Holy Spirit within you. And if the Lord has divinely sent you to a certain place, don't devalue it. Don't think it's of no importance to God, because God is trying to seed the entire earth with people who carry his presence. So this is a great message to us that we each need to first seek the Lord for his divine assignment If you're a student in school, you need to ask the Lord to direct you. What shall I study? What shall I major in at the university? What specific career path does God want for me so that I might be exactly in the center of God's will? Not every person is called to preach in a pulpit in a church, but instead God has placed people in business, in education, in medicine, and in every area of life that where He wants to send people to witness for of Himself, of His love, of His mercy, of His grace, of His desire to bring people into fellowship with Him. So it's important that you get your divine assignment and you stick to that. There's an interesting story that I heard some time ago, and it was about a businessman who had the occasion to visit. It was an American businessman, and he had the occasion to go to the nation of India on business. And while he was there, he decided to look around, do a little sightseeing, so to speak. And one day he found himself in northern India near a hospital that was built specifically to minister to lepers. So people who had really severe cases of leprosy, skin disease. That's where he found himself one day. And he noticed right outside this leper hospital that there was a lovely young missionary nurse. And she was attending to a beggar who was covered with leprous sores. He was filthy. His clothes were rags. And she was ministering to him before he actually was going to be accepted into the leper hospitals right outside the gate. Well, this man stood there and watched this lovely young missionary nurse taking care of this man and his filthy and condition, open running sores, just a very sad and pitiful sight. And he was quite overwhelmed by the experience. And though he had a camera around his neck, he couldn't dare take a photo. He was just so moved by the sight that he was seeing. And finally, he just stepped back and said to this young missionary nurse with tears in his eyes, "Young lady, I wouldn't do that for $1 million. And she turned to him and smiled and said, "Sir, neither would I." She was serving as a missionary nurse, using her skill, using her education as a medical professional to serve the people who would come to that leprosy hospital, not for money, but because it was the call of God on her life. This is vital for us to take this message from the book of Numbers. God gave specific duties, specific assignments, specific jobs to the Levites. And they are listed here for us. And some of them, as I said earlier, were very simple duties. They were not complicated. They were not flashy. They were not high profile. But they were jobs from God. It was a job God assigned to them. Carry the poles. Carry the utensils. Carry the furniture of the tent of meeting. Move it forward when I say to move forward. What an amazing assignment. And yet, perhaps they didn't find their service as being the helper that carries the furniture as an important job. And yet it was one that God had divinely appointed them to function in. Whatever God has placed you in at this point in your life, and God looks at people's situations and He brings promotion as people are faithful in little things, the scripture tells us, He will give them more to be responsible for. So I want to encourage you today, whatever assignment God has given you in your life, whatever it is, do it with all of your heart. Do it as unto the Lord. Don't devalue it. Don't say it's not important and do it with a bad attitude. But instead, consecrate whatever it is God has given you to do, whether it's just being a servant here, a helper over here. Consecrate it to the Lord. Dedicate your service to the Lord in whatever arena of life you are functioning in today. Whether you're selling produce at the market, You know, if you have that sort of a job or that sort of a business, you have the opportunity to see so many people in the course of a day. Are you demonstrating to those people the presence of God in your life? Are you freely sharing His love exactly where God has placed you? I guarantee you God watches every single one of His sons and daughters to see how they are handling the tasks that He's given to them. And those who are faithful in little, God will give them much, the scripture encourages us. So I want to encourage you today, whatever task God's given you, do it with all your heart. Do it as unto the Lord. Do it with a great attitude. Be the very best at whatever it is God has placed you in. And then the Lord can promote you and bring you into other things. But no matter what it is, don't devalue any type of work. Be God's witness in whatever area God has placed you, and He can use you for His divine purpose, as He did with these Levites who were given simple tasks, some of them of just being the furniture movers. That's okay. That was a God job, and God blessed the job, and God wanted them doing that job. Be a person who honors God in whatever task you have in your hands right now, and then watch and see what God will do with you as you serve Him faithfully, as you are His witness where He has placed you today. God bless you and give you a victorious week.